This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The 26th annual Great Eastern Iowa Tractorcade wrapped up on Wednesday. Each year, a different city is home base for the Tractorcade, with the Old Threshers Grounds in Mount Pleasant the designated start and stop point for the three-day tractor ride this year. We will hear from some of the tractor drivers next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Stan Misbach, a driver from Marengo, says he has driven in all 26 Tractorcades, and it is part of his family tradition.
It's like a big family. We look forward to seeing people that sometimes we only get to see on these tractor rides.
Ronnie Mauser of Olwine says the best part of Tractorcade is the friendships built over years of participating.
I would say the most important thing about people that are tired of riding tractors, when you go on a tractor ride, you see stuff you don't see going down everyday roads, because you're only going 15 mile an hour or 14, and you see stuff that you can't believe.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids.
While we have had a few good rain showers show up so far this growing season, much of the state is still dry. In fact, the latest U.S. Drought Monitor shows the return of D1 drought conditions in parts of Iowa. In this week's featured conversation, Southwest Iowa Bex agronomist Nate Meyer gave an update on what he's seeing in his area.
So temperature-wise, right now, we're good. I mean, our nighttime temps are fine, great for this time of the year. Obviously, daytime is warmer than normal. As we move into a little bit of a cooling trend, which I think we're going to be fine there. The main thing we're really doing is a lot of these guys are lacking some moisture. Getting down there, you know, you're probably hitting moisture at 2 inches, 2.5 inches, but it's starting to really get dry.
Now, farmers are looking ahead to see if the upcoming forecast will bring some relieving rain. For more agronomic data or to connect with your local agronomist, visit BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.